This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India operates with a spirit of development, not expansionism. He remarked that India has always supported an open, secure, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. He was addressing the gathering after dedicating three frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vaakshir, to the nation on their commissioning at the naval dockyard in Mumbai. Remarking that today was a big day for India's maritime heritage, the glorious history of the Navy and the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, the Prime Minister said that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj gave a new strength and vision to the Navy in India. He emphasized that it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all these stakeholders. The Prime Minister noted that when it came to the development of coastal nations, India introduced the mantra of Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, and advanced with this region. Prime Minister remarked that India has emerged as the first responder in the Indian Ocean region. The Prime Minister congratulated the armed forces for propelling the Make in India campaign. He highlighted that India's defense production has surpassed 1.25 lakh crore rupees and the country is exporting defense equipment to over 100 nations. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that this year is the year of reforms for the defense sector, and by the year end the defense sector will implement many reforms. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. Union Textile Minister Girjiraj Singh highlighted the Make in India initiative as a proven strategy driving India's emergence as a competitive manufacturing hub. During the inauguration of the India Pavilion at Hemtexil 2025 in Frankfurt, Germany, Singh stressed India's growth story and rising foreign direct investment in the last 10 years. On the sidelines of Hemtexil, the minister also met with the Machinery and Equipment Manufacturers Association and urged them to strengthen their engagement with India's textile sector. He noted that it would be a win-win situation for both sides if German manufacturers invest and produce machinery in India. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today launched Kashi Tamil Sangamam 3.0 and KTS portal in New Delhi. Addressing on the occasion, Pradhan said that this year Kashi Tamil Sangamam will be celebrated from the 15th to the 24th of next month. He added that the 10-day event will feature 1,200 delegates, artisans and innovators. The theme of this year's event highlights the significant contributions of Sage Agatsyar to the Siddha system of medicine and classical Tamil literature. The center has approved the creation of two new reserve battalions of the Central Industrial Security Force CISF, taking the total number of battalions from 13 to 15. In a statement, the Home Ministry said that each new battalion will comprise around 1,025 personnel of various ranks and will be led by a senior commandant level officer. These new battalions will be vital in catering to the increasing demands on the CISF by creating a pool of trained personnel to fulfill immediate induction requirements relating to internal security. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Program at Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Cochin and Ahmedabad airports tomorrow. This will provide world-class immigration facilities to travelers, making international travel seamless and secure. According to the Home Ministry, applicants are required to complete online registration by filling in their details and uploading the required documents on the portal ftitp.mha.gov.in to enroll in this program. The registered travelers will need to scan their airline boarding pass at the e-gate followed by scanning their passport. In Jammu and Kashmir, the mysterious illness in Rajouri district has claimed two more lives in the past 24 hours, bringing the death toll to 14 since December 2024. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.